house to put them in, because a lot of times they were fed milk too.
What were your table scraps kept in when your plates were clean and things like this?
Well, when we had hogs, it was a slop bucket. Because the water and the milk could be put in there too, along with what food particles we had.
People have told me that they used to like to save all their dishwater and pour it in too.
I have seen them use put dishwater in there too.
Said that kept the hogs free of worms.
Oh no. What do you suppose they got? Do you suppose that they got enough lye from the homemade soap that it would make them stay free of worms?
And everything else, probably.
Yes.
What would you call the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Oh, it's bawling.
Uh-huh. And a cow when it's hungry?
Oh. I'd say she's mooing.
And a horse when it's hungry?
Well, he whinnies.
I asked you about hens a while back. I forgot to ask you if you have any special term for one that has a bunch of eggs that she's trying to hatch.
Oh, yeah, the old, you mean the hen that was setting? That we were talking about that was setting? You mean we didn't call her a hen?
Just a hen?
This old hen wants to set, that's what we'd say.
Then when she's on the nest with her eggs, does she call anything then?
I don't know.
Over in the German settlement areas, these chickens are sometimes called klucks.
Oh, no.
Old cook.
I wouldn't have known that.
And what did you say this hen was put in? The one who has the little chickens?
Well, she probably was put in a little pen with a coop in it. Mm-hmm. So she could run them in there when it rains. And be in there at nighttime so that she could be shut up from the rats.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet those are hard on little chickens.
Mm-hmm.
When you cook a chicken, what do you call that part that's right here in front that has the bone that's shaped like this?
The putty bone.
When you were a girl, were the insides of a pig or a calf ever eaten?
You mean like for the insides of what now?
A pig or a calf?
Like the heart, you mean, and the liver.
Was the small intestine ever scraped and cleaned and cooked?
Used in for fixing sausage.
Uh-huh.
For canning sausage.
Sometimes this was in some parts of the country, at least, this was cleaned and then fried.
Just that part?
Yeah, just a certain part of the small intestine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Called chitlins or chitterlins or something like this.
Didn't know that. Didn't know anybody ever ate it. Other than that sausage.
In parts of the East Coast, this is cleaned and boiled. It's called half.